Why is it so important to write stuff down, you think?
Well, with writing stuff down, if you actually look at it, there's actual research about writing something down physically versus typing it. You know, when you write it down, A, you make it tangible. And that's one of the reasons that people have the issues with doing the journaling. Sometimes it seems to be too vulnerable and too open, like saying what it is that I want. And then also when you write it, it does something in your brain. There's a whole research thing about it, but it actually fires some different things off so that it actually starts to become, like, you believe it more because you're writing about it. So yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that I totally agree. And I usually say this, I did a lecture for a national team. I think it was 1 or 2 years ago. And I told them, they were preparing for the world championships. So mm-hmm. I told them, write down your name and world champion after. Mm-hmm. And like the whole room, they were starting to be like, they were scared. I can see it in their eyes. And I said, yeah, that's why we write things down. Because once you write it down, you want to be honest to yourself. I can sit here and lie to you. I can lie to my parents. I can lie to my coworkers. But once I'm sitting there in a room writing something down and I put pen to paper, I don't want to lie. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a fun exercise. But also, we need to start believing and like put pen to paper and then start working towards it. Because there's magic. Like, I look back on my goals that I've written down. Almost every of them I have achieved. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, I don't write it down and just put it in a box and forget about it. I work on it every day.
Yeah.
But still, if I wouldn't have written it down, if I wouldn't made plans, I don't think I would have come pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's the truth. Like, some people will create a vision board. Like, I've created vision boards before and they're super fun. However, it shows the end result, but it doesn't show you moving through things. Like, it's not a space where you can be like, well, I'm going through this, or problem solving, or X, Y, Z. So yes, you're gonna have a vision board. You're gonna have all these different things, but in writing it down, like, it actually allows your brain to help you with problem solving. It allows you to figure out what your next steps are, or even if you're having a resistance to something, like, you know, some of these long-term things that people keep coming up against and fighting against. It's like, if you write about it and you really allow yourself to dig deep into it, you can clear it out and move through it. I have learned this process at, I went to University of Santa Monica here, and I took some spiritual psychology. It was Soul-Centered Living 1 was a class I was in last year. And I had this really cool exercise that they do called doing an ideal scene. Every time I've done an ideal scene about where I want to live, it's always come to fruition. Always. And it's so, it blows my mind all the time, but like low key, I'm like, yeah, no, it'll happen. Yeah, I'm cool. It's fine. I'm not like over the moon when it happens, because I knew it was going to happen, but it's still like I can control this and I can create this. And now I have like a super dope living situation in a super dope area. And I have like step for children. Like, my life is really, really, like, I live a very blessed life. But you have to do the work in order for it to work for you.